So this pandemic has caused people to have to do things that they've never had to do before. And Kevin Eikenberry of the Eikenberry Group in Indianapolis has written a column called Juggling Balls You Can't Drop. So many people are doing this now, being a teacher, being a stay-at-home worker because of the pandemic, and having to balance not only those two, but everything else that goes along with being at home all the time now. Kevin, if you can talk a little bit about what you've experienced when you've talked with people who are now having been forced into this situation, are actually trying to achieve some kind of balance.
Yeah, you know, as a person who works with leaders and team members around the world who are working remotely and have been doing that for a long time, this is adding a whole new dimension. So many people have never worked from home until now, and now they're doing it with all these extra complications, right? So I think that what we're finding is people are stressed, they're overwhelmed, and they're feeling like they can't fail. And so what we're trying to do is provide as much support for them as we can. And it starts with letting leaders know that this is a complication that they may not be experiencing, but many of their team members are.
And even the leaders are having to experience some of these things, right? I mean, because leaders are people too, bosses. I mean, like yourself, and even the heads of big corporations have families, they have kids, they end up having to teach.
Absolutely. So certainly it depends a little bit on your age, right? So for me, with a daughter who's a junior in college, it's not quite the same as it is for the five members of my team who have elementary or middle school kids that they're trying to do that with. But you're right. So obviously, many leaders are in the same boat, but sometimes more senior leaders aren't in that boat because they've passed that life stage. And so I just want to make sure that everybody knows that the realities are there. And from the work perspective, it probably requires us to have some flexibility. But what we've tried to do now is to create a way to help people in wearing those other hats, that parent hat and that teacher hat, even that spouse hat, right, to deal with this. And so we're doing a live event online tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 p.m. People can go to kevineikenberry.com/live. And they can join us, and we're gonna be sharing, we're gonna be talking, and I've got a couple of guests, including Byron Ernest, who is a member of the Indiana State Board of Education. We're gonna be trying to create a space and a community and a place for people to learn and share, and hopefully get over and get past a little bit of this overwhelm that all this juggling is causing.
Can you give me just a little bit of a sneak peek as to maybe some of the solutions that will be presented or some of the suggestions?
Well, we're hoping that the folks that join us will help in that, but we're definitely going to talk about some things like who else can we use and bring in to help solve this situation. Like if you've got grandparents who are also isolated, but they have a computer, your kids might be able to read to them. And those grandparents can be engaged, perhaps. Maybe you've got a neighborhood high school kid who could come and spend some time and help as well. So there's a lot of people that want to help, don't know how. And obviously we have to deal with all of what our governor's telling us we need to do. But if we can think about some creative ways, that will help. And I think that organizationally in our families, we need to create new routines and we need to create schedules so everybody knows what everybody else is doing when. And so while that will look a little differently for a first grader or second grader than it would, you know, for a high schooler, I think that we can create some new boundaries and some new routines. That'll help us a lot, too.
While I've got you on here, I'd like to ask not only how your team is doing, but how some of the people that you work with are doing in dealing with working in a mostly virtual world now.
Well, I think the people are starting to get used to it. I think for the first couple of weeks, people were operating on adrenaline, and they were figuring it out as they went. And I think what's happening now is that people are realizing this is sort of a new normal, even if it's only for a short while, and the honeymoon is kind of over. So while people have figured it out a little, I think it's starting to fray a bit in terms of relationships and communication. People are getting a little bit of video overload. And so there's lots of opportunities for us to continue to get better.
Wow. Well, once again, what time and where do you go to join in on this conversation?
Thursday, April 16th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can go, if you can go to Kevin Eikenberry, KevinEikenberry.com/live. You can participate. You can join us there. We'd love to have you.
All right. Thank you so much.